Living longer in retirement means saving more before we get there. On today's show, some retirement planning mistakes to try to avoid so you hopefully don't run out of money in retirement.
Welcome in, everybody. This is Retirement Boss Radio, where you take charge of your money. Andy Feldman is here to help us do just that. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Now, Andy is a certified financial planner, nearly 30 years in the business. He's a CFP, a certified financial planner, among other things. Hey, Andy, how's it going?
It's going okay, Steve. How are you today?
Very, very well, thank you. And so you got me thinking here. That's sort of I think you said this once, is good news, bad news. The good news is we're living longer. The bad news is we're living longer. But the result is we've got to save more. And, the sooner we get started, the better.
That's right. We don't, biggest concern, like we bring up a lot on the show, is people are afraid of running out of money because they're living, as you mentioned, longer and longer.
And
definitely concern.
Yeah, definitely. And as we start to look at this and start to break it down, if you will, fees in our portfolio, I think a lot of people just think, well, okay, they told me that this fee was this and so that must be what it is. The thing is, you can sort of dig in and see if that is accurate.
That's right, Steve. It's very important to make sure whoever you're working with is transparent. You want to know what you're paying. I mean, you'd want to know that with anything. A product you're buying, a professional advisor you're hiring, an attorney, an accountant, a financial advisor. So you definitely should vet the products and make sure you're not getting charged things you're not aware of. And there may be a reason for it, but at least, you should know about it up front.
And how do we know what we're actually paying? I mean, is that something you can help us understand and help us see?
Yeah, that's a great point. Had someone come in, was transferring their account from a large brokerage firm, and they said, well, what are you being charged? And they didn't know. So, and then maybe they were told and they forgot. I mean, I don't know.
Sure.
But so I looked at the 60-page quarterly report, and it was on page 57.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, it's usually in one of the first couple pages, it'll say fees and expenses on the statement. So you should be able to locate it fairly easily. But, sometimes people just, too busy and caught up in their lives and businesses, work, whatever, families, and, not really checking it out. But it's very, very important.
Right. Because especially in, and I know that we've talked about this before too, and I know that, for example, a variable annuity can have a lot of fees that can really be hurtful, and you can help perhaps, help us understand that if that's where we find ourselves.
Yeah, that's right. You used the example of variable annuity. Some have high fees, some have riders that people aren't ever going to use, and they're paying 1% or more a year for that. There are actually new variable annuities that have come out recently that don't have upfront commissions or loaded up with riders that people might not need, and they're just paying the advisor for the advisory fee, just like their other investments, if that's the type of advisor you're working with.
Sure. Okay. Well, and again, so as we start to think about this, we're living longer, and we've got to make that money last, and that comes down to how we set it up. How do we set up our accounts to make sure that we're taking the money that we need? That we're taking the right money from the right account.
Yeah, that's right. There's an old rule, the 4% rule, which was started developed in the 1990s when interest rates, bond rates were very high, CDs, things like that. So 4% wasn't that much, but things have changed. Obviously, interest rates are very low, and people some people that are on fixed incomes are continuing to keep their funds in things like CDs and short-term treasuries and things like that. And so if you're withdrawing 4%, you're not going to keep up with that drawdown rate. So maybe your rate's a little less.
Sure.
Maybe you could live on less, and obviously your funds will last longer. As I work with one of my clients recently on their financial plan. And originally when we did the plan, he or they said that they needed $150,000 a year once they retire. And he recently told me after, you know, we had a few planning sessions that it actually was more like 110.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's a sigh of relief.
Yeah.
So anyway, that'll obviously change things. So that's just an example of, so really it's important to do that, lifestyle expense report, know what you're spending and know about the different, withdrawal rates and see maybe which areas of your portfolio you could spread it out across.
866-646-2677 is the number that gets you started, folks. 866-646-BOSS. So let's one more question on withdrawing money. So do you have strategies that I mean, again, you can sort of implement for us that might be different than the 4% rule?
Well, we would do an income plan.
Okay.
You know, so if you come in and sit down, we'll review what your needs are and customize an income plan for you. And the strategy would be that maybe we have a tax-free bucket, which would be nice to go along with taxable withdrawals, like a lot of people's IRAs and their Social Security. And some people are doing, working part-time, than retirement, which we've talked about before on the show. They retire and realize they're somewhat bored and they just go work part-time. So that's bringing in some more money, maybe not a lot, but something. And that would enable them to take out less than the 4%. So again, I don't think there's a hard and fast rule. It all depends on your particular situation. So, give us a call, 866-646-2677. Come on in and we'll make some time for you.
Let's talk about risk for a second. And how do we know if we are too much at risk? I mean, I think there are a lot of various philosophies on that.
Yeah, that's true. I have found, I've been doing this, as you mentioned, at the opening, a long time. People tend to overstate their risk tolerance. So, especially when times are good. So,
sure. Oh, it's easy to do it then, isn't it?
Of course. Of course. So I, I always, we have these conversations and, clients need to know more aggressive, higher the risk, higher the potential, loss.
Right.
Of course. So we really want to, buffer that. We want to definitely be smart about that. And then again, different outcomes. So we actually do a probability of different scenarios. So based on someone's risk tolerance, we do a questionnaire and ask different questions and we find out what your risk score is, so to speak. And then based on a portfolio that we design, there'll be maybe 95% probability it'll reach your goal, but there's a potential that it won't, or the potential over the last 40 years of this type of portfolio, potential drawdown was maybe 10% in a year or 8%, and that might not be palatable for somebody.
Sure.
They might say no, I can't do it. So that's the kind of thing you go through, different scenarios.
It's just about having that conversation, isn't it?
It sure is. It sure is.
And again, so let me ask you this way: if you're sitting with a couple, and so who is more likely to be willing to take more risk, he or she?
I like that. I would say he.
Uh huh.
And that's just been my experience. But again, if it's a couple and it's a joint decision, and we have these conversations. And, we come to a meeting of the mind, so to speak.
Well, I think what happens is, when you said, generally speaking, it's the guy, and then he then has to face the look from the other half.
That's right. And we've all seen that look.
Well, so. As men, we know it only too well.
Yes, that's right. And that's about all I'll say about that.
Me too. all right. Okay. So we've talked about a few things. So let's talk about Social Security. That's a big deal. That's a big time decision.
Yeah, that's right. Figuring out your strategy, come up with a plan of when to claim Social Security. Once you make that selection, that's it for the rest of your life. And, you know, with married individuals, they should coordinate their claiming decisions to maximize payments. So again, the longer you wait, if you can, the more Social Security benefits you'll get, you know, and then we've talked about this other times on the show. You know, if your full retirement age is 66 and you wait until 67, your benefits are 8% higher, 108% of your primary insurance amount, 68, 116, 69, 124. If you wait till 70, it's 132% of your primary insurance amount. That could add up to a lot of dollars over the long term.
Yeah, absolutely. So, folks, here's the thing. If we've piqued your interest on any of this, you really owe it to yourself to call Andy, set up a time, and have that conversation. What do you think?
Sounds good, Steve. So if you call during the show and you're one of the next five callers, we're going to offer you a complimentary financial review of your entire financial and retirement plan. So there's no cost for the visit. It's just a chance for you to get educated about your money so you can make the best financial decisions for yourself moving forward. So we found that most people don't really have a true understanding of three basic things. Number one, they don't really understand how much unnecessary risk they could be taking with their financial nest egg. Number two, they don't know how much their investments really cost them in fees, charges, and commissions. And third, they don't really understand the steps to maximize their Social Security income. So we'll sit down with you. We'll help you understand these three important but many times misunderstood issues. So if you're one of the next five callers, not only will you get the financial review and second opinion package that we've seen other advisors charge hundreds of dollars for, but when you come in, you'll also get your customized 11-page Social Security report and analysis and a copy of the 2020 edition of the 401k Survival Guide. So give us a call now. We'll make time on our calendar to meet with you and give you this complimentary financial roadmap and answer any and all financial questions you might have.
866-646-2677. That's 866-646-BOSS. You're going to get that comprehensive financial review that Andy just described, plus all of the extras that go along with it. You're going to find out where you are today, of course, but most importantly, you end up with that roadmap, that guide that can really help get you to where you need to be and where you want to be when it comes to retirement. 866-646-2677. That's 866-646-BOSS. Boss.
Once the kids are through college and on their own, it's time to really buckle down and get serious about putting a retirement plan together. When we come back, we'll highlight six ways to possibly boost your retirement nest egg.
We are back on Retirement Boss Radio, where you take charge of your money. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and here to help us take charge each and every week is Andy Feldman. Andy is a certified financial planner, nearly 30 years in this business. And, you know, Andy, you were telling me before, you know, you sent your son off to college. I know your another son is working. So you're kind of you're kind of in the same spot that we're talking about here, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, I'm doing the same thing everyone else is. So I plan for other people and myself.
Well, yeah, well, but that I think is important for people to, I mean, and what you do for yourself is what you do for your clients.
That's right. Well, we always, you know, I put myself in the other person's shoes, and the question always is, what would I do if this was me? And that's kind of how I go about it.
Yeah. Well, I like that approach. And one of the things that we're talking about here is if you're working for a company and they offer a 401k, you got to take advantage of that.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the participation rate on some of the plans is surprisingly low. And there's a couple of reasons, you know, for that. I've been the advisor for several 401k plans. So I'm one of those people that comes in and meets with everybody.
Okay.
In the company, in the conference
room.
Sure. But I also come back on a quarterly basis and meet with people. But in any event, you'd be surprised at how low sometimes the participation rate is. And, you know, not all companies can afford to have a match. Some do. Sometimes when there is a match, it obviously encourages people to at least put in the amount, say it's 3%, where they can get that 3 or 4% match. But, you know, if you do have a match and you're not in the plan, you're basically giving up free money.
Well, and again, that's really what it's all about. And you know, I used to work with a guy. He was younger than me. He was in his mid-30s. And I happened to be there when the 401k was introduced. And then, you know, the match that came along with it. And I got pretty excited. And he goes, "Oh, I can't afford that." I said, "You can't afford not to."
That's exactly right. Well, you know, another issue is, you know, a lot of people in their 20s and 30s have a hard time visualizing being retired, being 65, 70 or whatever. So
well, you're right. Yeah.
And then I'm meeting people, you know, I'm working with the adult children of clients now, which is nice because they like me and trust me, but it means I'm getting older, unfortunately.
Well, that's true.
It's always a plus and minus. In any event, some of them are impressive. You know, they're putting away, you know, 8%, 9%, 10%, especially the ones that don't have a lot of outside expenses.
Right.
You know, right now, you know, single, no children probably. So it's really important. People definitely take advantage of that.
Well, and again, if you find yourself in a situation where, you know, the kids are gone and you got the house back to yourself, you and your spouse, I mean, that would be the time to really try to max it out. And for this year, for 2020, with the catch-up provision, it's $26,000. I mean, that's a really good piece of change.
Yeah, it sure is, Steve. You know, the limit right now, for 2020 for 401ks and 403bs and a lot of 457 plans is $19,500 a year. And that does not include the match. That's your own money being deferred. And the catch up, like you mentioned, for if you're over 50 is another $6,500. So, you know, that's the one good thing about being over 50.
Right.
You get to put in another $6,500 into your plan.
Well, and again, I just read too, and you probably saw it as well, that the contribution rates for 2021 are exactly the same for 2020. So that's good.
Yeah, that is. So, you know, you definitely want to look into that, you know, if you're not, and you could start to sock away some funds, you know, maybe in the last few years, you know, before you're working, it could make a big difference down the road.
866-646-2677. That's the number that'll get you started, folks. All right, so let's talk about if you leave a job and you've had a 401k and you go to a new employer, what do we do with that other 401k?
Well, you could take the old one and roll it over into your own plan. You roll it over to your own IRA. And then if you do a institution-to-institution transfer, you don't receive any funds. It's not a taxable event. If you do a 60-day rollover, you can do that. But if you forget to do it, I've seen people do this within 60 days. If you're under 59 and a half, there's a 10% penalty and taxable income.
Oh my gosh.
So it's right. It's best to do what's called a trustee to trustee transfer. And just do the paperwork. You can get the rollover form from your former employer. And rolling it over into your own IRA gives you a lot more options than maybe your new company's 401k. First of all, the new company, if they have one, their 401k has to accept rollovers. Most do from prior plans. But also, you're just basically stuck with the investment choices they have. And some plans have a wide variety and some really don't. So if it's on your own, your investment choices are really almost unlimited, actually. And
sure.
Just, you know, again, we work with people all the time. We do a lot of rollovers. So give us a call, 866-646-2677, and we'll sit down and talk about it.
I like it. So then if we're talking rollovers, let's talk about Roth conversions. Are you doing a lot of those these days?
Yeah, well, we're doing more because, well, you know, let me ask you, Steve, do you think tax rates are going to go higher in the future or not?
Well, yes. I don't think there's any other way to go.
That's right. So that's why people are looking at the Roth conversion right now. And just for our listeners, Roth was named after William Roth. He was a politician from Pennsylvania. It's just person's name, but a Roth is after tax savings as opposed to a traditional 401k or traditional IRA. So with a Roth, you're making the contribution after you get taxed, but the withdrawals are tax free, and you're not required to take withdrawals at age 72 like you are with a traditional IRA.
Wow, that makes sense. And again, it's not right for everybody, but again, all it takes is a phone call and a quick meeting with you to figure out if it's right for you, right?
Yeah, yes, we'll do a Roth conversion analysis for you. and see if it makes sense, you know, for you to have it, that tax-free bucket. And we've talked about that on the show. I have several clients now that, you know, Roths weren't around when they were younger and working in plans with 401ks, and they really wish they had a tax-free bucket to draw money out of, because, you know, who likes to pay taxes, right?
Well, we don't. We got to pay what we owe, but there's no reason that you got to pay any more than that.
Exactly right. Yeah. That's right.
And so how, you know, you've said before too that, you know, knowledge is power. That's not a big secret. So how important is it for someone to kind of be aware of all the pieces of their retirement plan? Not that you have to be an advisor like you, but just to kind of have a good understanding of where that money is and how it's working for us.
It's very important. Don't do it like throwing darts. You know, develop a comprehensive plan. Use a combination of 401ks, IRAs, other taxable accounts. Of course, you know, Social Security figures into the picture, but don't only rely on that. So it's very, very important. And then when we do the income plan, we take maybe different amounts from different sources, so to minimize the tax impact. And, you know, definitely consult, you know, your tax advisor. We work with a lot of clients, accountants and CPAs, and come up with a plan that makes the most sense for your situation based on your objectives and your personal situation.
Well, that's what's nice with working with someone like you, Andy. I mean, you know, you're an independent, you've got experience, and every plan is different. But there are elements of those plans that fit for some people and not others.
Yeah, that's right. You don't want a one size fits all.
Right.
And, you know, fits all plan. You definitely want it to be customized for you, and why not? You know, it should be.
And why not? Well, yeah. When I say realized benefits from taxable accounts, what are we talking about here?
Well, you know, on taxable accounts, obviously, you know, you have to pay tax on withdrawals, and some of that money might be taxable. So we want to set that up, like I mentioned before, so that you may be taking some money out of, like we said, if you do a Roth conversion and you're taking that at a tax-free. So you're trying to minimize the tax impact as much as possible.
Right. Well, and again, folks, if all of this is resonating with you, if you want to have the conversation, if you've never had a plan put together, maybe you're looking for a second opinion, now's the right time to give Andy a call, get on the calendar, and have that conversation.
That's right. Give us a call during the show. And if you're one of the next five callers, we're going to offer you a complimentary financial review of your entire financial and retirement plan. So there's no cost for the visit. It's just a chance for you to get educated about your money so you can make the best financial decisions for yourself moving forward. We found that most people really don't have a true understanding of three basic things. They don't really understand how much unnecessary risk they could be taking with their financial nest egg. They don't know how much their investments really cost them in fees, charges, and commissions, and they don't really understand the steps to maximize their Social Security income. So we'll sit down with you. We'll help you understand these three important but many times misunderstood issues. And if you're one of the next five callers, not only will you get the financial review and second opinion package that we've seen other advisors charge hundreds of dollars for, when you come in, you'll also get your customized 11-page Social Security report and analysis and a copy of the 2020 edition of the 401k Survival Guide. So give us a call. We'll make time on our calendar to meet with you and give you this complimentary financial roadmap and answer any and all financial questions you might have.
I like the sound of that, Andy. And folks, if you do too, then give Andy a call. Sit down, begin to put that financial roadmap together. Maybe it's time for a second opinion and see the plan that you have and maybe make it better. Andy is there for you to help take a lot of complex financial world, make things a lot easier to understand. It's a true practical financial review. And if you're listening right now, then give us a call. It's 866-646-2677. That's 866-646-BOSS. You heard Andy. The next five callers are going to receive that comprehensive financial review. You see where you stand today, yes, but most importantly, when you walk out the door, you will then have in your hand the roadmap that we talk about, that guide that can really help get you to where you need to be and where you want to be when it comes to retirement. 866-646-BOSS is the number, 866-646-BOSS. 2677. Andy, as always, it's a pleasure to be here with you and just kind of talk about these things that are really important right now.
Yeah, that's right, Steve. We went over a lot of really important topics and had a good time. And thanks again.
And we want to thank everybody for listening. We do hope you found the information that we presented today helpful. And we're going to be back again next week with new topics, new questions, that and more right here on Retirement Boss Radio with Andy Feldman.
Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Andrew Feldman Associates Incorporated are not affiliated. Roth IRA distributions tax-free if made 5 years after the initial contribution to the plan and you are over 59 and a half.